not just me, but Jane as well. Jane is sharing again this week. I'm the theory, she's the practical. We've got both bases covered. We're thinking about praying for other people. Two for the price of one. And I very nearly put on exactly the same top as Jane has got. That would have looked really weird, wouldn't it? Like, we'd have coordinated that in a weird way. But I didn't. So we've been thinking about prayer. And tonight we want to think about praying for one another. The ministry of praying and interceding for each other. You may be in a fellowship group. I don't know what your fellowship group is like. It's not like mine. Mine is the best one. Just like the touch paper, throw that in. You may pray a lot in your fellowship group. We pray a lot in my fellowship group. You may be mentioning all sorts. We mention fibroids in HRT a lot in our fellowship group. That's all we seem to pray about. But we also pray for every relative under the sun, every up and down. And that's good, isn't it? To journey in life with other people and to pray about people's ups and downs, people's sadnesses and triumphs. And we want to encourage that in the services here too. Not everyone's in a fellowship group, but we also want to encourage prayer as a whole church activity that we all do. In the past, we've had a trained ministry team. Some of you might remember that, and that was greatly valued. And you could grab someone to pray with you after the service, and that was fantastic. Got a bit harder to run after COVID. So it dawned on us that actually having everyone able to pray for their friends with confidence and with faith would enable a whole new ministry team of all of us doing the work of the ministry team, of friends being able to pray for one another. So that's what we're thinking about tonight. And later, Jane will be sharing some do's and don'ts. She's the practical, I'm the theory. So why is praying for one another a good thing? Duh. Why should we be encouraging that? So I thought we'd start off, ask each other around the table, why is praying for another, one another, a good thing? And see if you come up with the reasons that I'm going to say in a minute why I think praying for one another is a good thing. Discuss with your neighbours. Some of you look horrified by that very idea. Why is praying for one another a good thing? Off you go. Thought I'd share what I thought about why God wants us to pray for one another. Turn on the thing. There we go. Jesus modelled it. Jesus prayed for others. It's not rocket science, is it? Really, in the big scheme of things. Jesus prayed all the time. Whatever he seemed to be up to, he went to his Father in prayer at the beginning and the end of every day, it seemed. He prayed during that time in the desert. He prayed for strength and relief as he drew near the cross. He went apart from others to pray. He taught us how to pray. He said, when you pray, pray this. That's the beginning of the Lord's Prayer from Luke's Gospel. Jesus prayed about everything. There's nothing that he didn't seem to bring to God in prayer. Every high and every low. We hear about some of it in Scripture. I suspect he spent a lot of time praying for his disciples because, honestly, they needed all the prayer they can get. We hear some of that in John's Gospel. We don't hear all of it. So we walk in his footsteps by doing the same, by accompanying others in prayer. In Philippians, it says this. It says, don't be anxious about anything, easier said than done, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. It doesn't say in some situations. It says in every situation, everything is prayable about. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As someone said, when we pray, we share the load. It's good to hold people's arms up when they're going through hard times. That's what we do when we pray for one another. In Philippians, Paul reminds us to put others ahead of ourselves and to consider other people's needs. He says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but for the interests of others. Our human nature is to do the opposite, to look at ourselves as number one, isn't it? To kind of think what we want, what we want to do, the things that are on our mind. And as this table said, it is good to have your eyes raised to somebody else's perspective. When we pray for others, we learn to trust God. I think Jane said a little bit of that. When we ask God to work in someone else's life, we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things, we are opening ourselves up to God. What we're saying is, we can't solve this ourselves. We need your help. Prayer is an act of surrender to God. We're giving up our own capabilities to answer and solve things ourselves. And we're depending on God to keep his promise to answer our prayers. Matthew says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. There's a power to that. There's a power of surrender and obedience when you trust that God has it. Yes? Absolutely. That should change us. I think when we pray, we're changed. And I think Jane said something about that, about how it makes us fall more in love with Jesus. I heard this quote. I don't know what's wrong with my transitions tonight. Oswald Chambers said this: prayer is not a matter of changing things externally, but one of working miracles in a person's inner nature. When we pray for others, that changes us. When we plead for God to do something in someone else's life, perhaps to bring healing or strength at a difficult time, we open ourselves up as well. We connect to the power of the Almighty God, who has the power to change things. But at the same time, it trains our hearts as well when we pray for others. Ephesians 1 says this, hopefully, you never know, it might not say it. I pray that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. You know all of this. We all know that it's good to pray for others. Let me remind you of what we've learned from St. Peter of Greg, who says this: the rusty hinge of human history turns out to be the bended knee. Prayer changes things. We believe it does. We believe that when we pray, God hears, he responds, It changes us, it changes the world, it changes the person we're praying for. God listens and answers. That's the theory. Jane is going to come and tell us something about the practice of that in praying for one another here in church.
Thank you. First, I want to say there is no special formula. All I'm going to share with you is just some tips and nothing more than that, okay? So basically, when you're going to pray with someone, like in a prayer ministry situation, the first thing is to stand or sit with that person, but I'm going to use the word stand because you need to stand on the promise of God that God wants to meet with people. Stand in obedience. Be brave. Step out. Stand in authority because it's not your authority, it's Jesus' authority. And always stand or sit at the front of, in front of someone. You only need to be standing behind someone if you say praying for their back. But it's important to be stood in front of a person so you can see their face. And you keep your eyes open, but you ask them to close theirs. And it's good to ask the person what, you know, what they want to receive prayer for before you kind of jump in. And then the first thing you do is ask, is it okay if I put my hand on your shoulder? You know, ask that person, because not everyone likes to be touched, and it's okay if they don't. And it's fine to say, no, I don't want you to do that. But then you just invite the Holy Spirit, because it's not about you. It's not about us. It's about just asking God to come in, bless that person. And then we wait. That person may give you, I want this, I've got this issue. And the first thing we do when we sit, like in fellowship groups, is we'll share what our issues are, and then we'll all pray for them. But in this situation, on a night like this, we just want to see God work out. We can spout words, but if you imagine you've just said, come Holy Spirit, and then you go, jabba, yabba, 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 jabba, jabba. And the Holy Spirit's behind you going, I thought I was invited here and I can't get word in edgeways. So it is about you're standing in the gap. You're like a drain pipe, okay, receiving the Holy Spirit for that person. You're the one being bold. They've got a certain issue. They don't know what to do with it. And you're the one saying, come, Holy Spirit. And then quietly, under your breath, you can keep saying, come, Holy Spirit, more of you, God. But let that person receive from God. And if they start to pray out loud, just say, just wait and let God. Because again, we can start praying ourselves before the Holy Spirit's got a word in edgeways. Because we don't like silence. We hate it. Especially if we're female. Not being, but you know, we do struggle. So, and then if you want to say anything after a while, you can just ask for God to bless that person. But I wouldn't say anything else. And watch the person. Watch for a change in their face. Sometimes you'll see tears come. Sometimes you'll see, you know, when someone's asleep and they've got REM and their eyes are going, whilst they're, you can see them flickering under their closed eyelids. You sometimes see that. You sometimes will see a sheen on people's face. But the more we do it, the more we'll pick up on these things. And it's different for different people. And if tears start to flow, just let them flow. Don't go pressing a tissue in their hands too early, because there's one person in this room that will growl at you if you do that. Won't you, Liz? but obviously, we should have boxes of tissues around, and I apologise. I intended to bring some, and I forgot. There's a roll of loo roll up there. But yeah, so it's about just giving God time, you know. And if you're the one receiving and you feel you've received something, but that time's passed, it's okay to open your eyes and go, you know, I'm done. And then it's quite nice to just, for the person praying, to just say, Holy Spirit, would you just seal whatever it is you've done? And that person may want to share something with you. Or during your waiting time, you may have got scripture, a picture, a word that you may want to share, but you don't ever, ever, ever say, God says this. What you can say is, I saw this, I got this picture. I don't know whether it's for you or it's from God, but I'll just give it you. I got this word. Again, it may or may not be from God, because the person themselves are quite capable of weighing, because you know when something's for you, because it strikes at the heart in a good way, because whatever words we do get from God build up a person. Okay? They're never going to bring a person down, because I tell you now, the one thing I believe was from God when we were worshipping was to tell each and every person in this room, God loves you. He loves you and he sees you. And he loves you all the more. There is nothing that we can do to stop God loving us. And you just stand on that. So, basically, we stand with someone or sit with someone facing them. Sometimes the Holy Spirit does land on a person and that person falls in the weight of that. Don't try grabbing them. Just try helping them go to the floor gently. It's not normal that someone goes down with a thud. Not normally. But when that person's on the floor, don't try rearranging them because they look uncomfortable, but do make sure that all modesty is taken care of, okay? And then just kneel with that person and just keep praying over them. There'll always be someone else who's fully trained in the ministry team around watching on. People can laugh hysterically as well as cry. And that can really spread as well if that happens. But just trust God and be, like I say, be brave if you feel God's asking you to pray with someone. Because I do believe that this is a good thing that we're trying to do. There's a guy called John Wimber that, he was American, but the Vineyard Church, basically, movement in this country came out of him. And he had this phrase, everyone gets to play. And I love that phrase. You know, yeah, the ministry team, we were all very passionate about being able to pray with people. But there were no special gifts in reality. People just saw the benefits from being prayed for and wanted to be part of that team. And as I've said before, you see God at work in people and you do fall more and more in love with Jesus. So now what I'd like to do on a real practical sense for us all to take part in is let's listen to what God's got to say to us tonight. And so on your table, you've got sticky notes and pens. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a short prayer, and then we're going to go quiet for about 3 or 4 minutes, which seems forever. And I just want you to try and empty your minds. I know that's hard, especially being female. And I'm not being sexist, it's true. Men have the capacity to go into a nothing box, but don't go there, guys, because God needs to be there. But we're a bit wired up. So I'm at the start of this, I'm going to ask you to trust me, to close your eyes And I'm going to ask you to imagine you're somewhere really safe, although this is the safest place, I promise you. But go to somewhere safe. For me, it's sat on a gate looking over a field, and that's my safe place. And that's where I go and meet with Jesus. Okay, so I want you to all close your eyes. Take some deep breaths in and out. And just try and shut out everything. If you are a pictures person and you're able to be in what almost feels like a physical place, I'm just going to ask Jesus to walk up to you. And just give you a hug. I just feel some people here tonight need that. And Jesus, I ask you to speak into the hearts of the people who are receiving from you now personally.